So, Hank, you've got a mixed bag of economic news today, growth in retail sales, but slowing growth in Orlando's tourism market. Let's start with retail. What are you seeing there?
Well, the big news last week was retail sales at the national level finally rebounded. You know, they've been very slowly growing, and it caused concern about whether or not the economy could continue to recover. Retail sales are two-thirds of gross domestic product, so when they slow, it makes everybody nervous. But fortunately, big rebound, 1.3% gain. And when you strip out automobiles and cars, because that's very volatile month to month to month, sales were still up 0.6% in 1 month, which is, you know, like 7% on an annual basis. So that sort of alleviates the fear. The other thing that's important, Renata, is prices are actually going down for a lot of retail goods, in part because of competition from e-commerce. And so the volume of sales is denominated in dollars. So even though in dollar terms it goes up 0.6%, in real terms it might have gone up 0.8, 0.9, the actual volume of stuff going through the sales.
Oh, wow. So if prices are lower, then people are able to buy more with their dollar then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what seems to be happening.
Okay, well, let's look at Florida's retail sales. How were they?
Well, Florida's retail sales are, you know, up 6%, double the national average, which sounds great. And we would expect that. I mean, our population's growing 3%, so we ought to get 3% growth just because there's more people buying stuff. But what's surprising is that the pace of gain, that is, the trajectory, is flattening out some. So if you think of a rocket ship going straight up, and then it sort of peaks, and then it goes high in the air, but it's leveling out, that's what seems to be happening with our retail sales. They're growing, but at a slower pace each month.
Okay, so what's causing that slowed growth in Florida retail sales?
Well, a significant slowdown in the sale of goods. More and more consumers everywhere in the nation and here in Florida are buying services more than they're buying goods. And so the growth in goods didn't go up as much. But we had still strong changes in investment and construction, and tourism was up. So, you know, overall, I feel good about the numbers, but it's important to hold them in perspective. We can't expect extraordinary growth every single month, every single year. For Florida, ordinary growth, 6%, pretty good number.
Got you. So let's turn to tourism. There was news last week that Disney saw fewer people at its theme parks in the first quarter. SeaWorld's attendance is down and Universal's was flat. Is this the inevitable slowing down of a booming tourism industry?
That's exactly what it is. We can't have extraordinary growth every single year. What happened is, remember, 2010, we had Harry Potter open, and then we had big expansions at Universal, a big expansion at Disney, at SeaWorld, at Legoland. Billions of dollars were invested in these attractions and the promotions that accompany them. And so we get these big surges of new visitors coming, and we hit an all-time peak last year. But we can't have surges every single year. Companies can't be spending billions of dollars every year. It's kind of like a stair step up is what happens. We get these big investment booms, then we get a big surge in visitors, and then it kind of levels off some. That's really what's happening. We're doing well, but we just can't keep expanding at those extraordinary rates.
Okay. So going back into tourism, how were those numbers along the coast in Volusia and Brevard counties?
Well, Daytona did surprisingly well. I mean, retail sales are up 8.7%, faster than the state, faster than in Orlando, mostly because of a big boom in things that people buy. What we've seen in Daytona Beach and in DeLand and Deltona is a big surge of retirement. And so those people now are buying a lot of stuff. But we have to remember that that area was so hurt by the closing of the space shuttle program, and it's just taken it a long time to recover. So I'm glad to see the numbers be as good as they are for Melbourne.
Okay, so what's the takeaway here, Hank?
Well, the big takeaway is this. Finally, with resurgence in consumer spending, which, remember, is two-thirds of GDP, we should see growth of 2.5% for the rest of this year, which is much better than the 1% we've just come off of, Renata.